So we're now starting the next Hakdama, Rak to Hakdama Vav. Hakdama Vav is entitled La Yehudim Ha'isoro, which of course describes much about Purim. So the piece begins, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Barachem of Hagdolim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with his great mercy, Rata Lehetev Imanu Ba'ofen Gava B'yoser, wants to do the best for us in the highest form possible. Shekemo Lo Hayam Yimekedem, that never in the world had we experienced such a tremendous geula. And he granted us one day, one awesome day in the year. Shabo Nasa Nes Gadol Yosem Mikol Hanisim Shinasa Liyisrael, the greatest miracle we've ever experienced. Sheheir Hashem Liyisrael Ha'ara Gadola V'Nifla Mimakor Ma'od Elyon Miniskav. He had shown us a great, powerful light. Shayada Misugalam Anachnu Lahargish Ba'omek Nishmasenu, that we're able to feel Noam va'oneg, the sweetness, the enjoyment, mitzika sichibaseinu elaviz baruch. We can see how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. Ma she'ein zochen la b'chol hashana. So this is just a hakdama of what we're about to experience. V'hu, what is this nes? Ki Hashem yizbarach bara olama ba'ofen she'teirid hashba gedola la'om hazeh mishamayim mima'al ad lamata. HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates a world that what we've been discussing, all the various spheros, the way the ore, the way this light comes down, it trickles down through the keser and chachm and bin, everything we've been discussing, has to go, there's a certain mechanism and process that goes through. Derech ha'eser spheros ha'kadoshos, ha'me'irin ha'yidei ha'dal osios ha'shel shem havaya kisijon. Like we've been discussing that yud kei vav kei, that's how the light comes down. We're going to hopefully discuss at some other point how the world was created through the ore coming down to the world. But everything has to trickle down from Keser, Chachma, Bina, Chesed, Gvura, and so on until it gets to Malchus. That's how everything works. However, the Seder, he says further, Seder Yiridas Hashba, who, how does Yirida, how do things come down? Shehashem Yizbarach Sholeach Hashba Kivyachol, he sends down this energy. Me Ein Sof Baruch Hu. Me Ein Sof is how we describe a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ein Sof means the infinite. Infinite being. La Os Yud. He sends down a certain energy, if you will, a certain ruchnis to the Os Yud, the letter Yud, Shal Shem, Havaya, Baruch Hu, which represents Svias Chachna. Then that goes to Os Yud, is Mashbiya La Os Hei. It passes it on to the Os Hei, Ila, the higher Hei of Yud Kevavke, the first one, which is symbolic of Bina. And Misham, from there, from the hay, Nitan Koach Shneam Biyachad, the Yud and Hay act together, Lo Osvav. It infuses the Osvav, which is the sphere of Tiferes, which represents all the middle spheros, Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, Yisod, all six of those. The Osvav is then Mashbiya Lo Os Hay, Tata, the bottom one, which is Spheres Malchus, and that's how everything typically works. Amnam. Yesh Kama Pamim, Shebavonos Harabim, in our days, Nase pirud bein hashnei osios vav and hey. The vav and hey, the last letter vav, the last letter hey of yud kei vav kei, in terrible times in galus, the two of them separate. Ukisha osios nifradim, when the vav and hey are disconnected from each other, zemizeh ein yecholus laor ha'elyon lahagil lamata, it can't come through because there's a separation. It's like the way we discussed it many times. The vav is representative of the male, the husband. The hay is the nekeva, the female. And if the two of them are not together, so there's no way to have any peros. You can't create anything that way. So that's the vav and the hay. If they're disconnected, you can't create any hashpa in this world. Lachain. Yesh az hester panim. That's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu hides his face. It's there. We just can't see it. Ve'es tsar hi li Yaakov. It's es tsar for Yaakov and all of Bnei Yaakov, Bnei Yisrael. Ki yesh miyut shefa. Because there's very little shefa in this world. So then he writes, when it becomes to get returned back to each other, and now the hay and vav come back together, so right before that reunion takes place, there's a very heavy, strong choshech. Ka'amrim Zalek, it says, less Nehura, there's never a light. Nehura means a light. Elahahu denafik migoy chashucha. A light in the context of darkness is the greatest light. So if it's pitch black and you turn on a flame, that's going to create a tremendous amount of light. So same thing, when if a husband-wife relationship, when there's a woman's anida, so there's a separation, so then that's the greatest darkness, and then they get together. When it comes to Tisha B'Av, the darkest day, the lowest day, it leads to the day of Mashiach. Whenever there's the greatest darkness, that's an indication the greatest light, the greatest geula, is about to come. So during the time of Purim was the greatest darkness. And we're going to see, it's going to develop that there's this Indian of sleep, that there was a moment of Shena, there was sleep that was in the world, which is the greatest darkness that exists, but that's always indicative of a tremendous gula that's about to come. So look what he says. Dehainu, Shekodim ba'yimei ha'ora, before the days of light, which is Purim, comes, Nitrach lios b'chinas choshech, there must be darkness beforehand. That's the way Hashem created the world. V'hu dugmas Shena, it's sleep. Haba, when there's a lack of life, when a person's sleeping, he's 1/60th dead. B'chdei shacharkach, in order shacharkach yugdal achias yosef yosef. Why do we sleep? To give us more energy, to serve Hashem better the next day. So sleep is a prerequisite to something great, an awakening the next morning. So kimokein, achar choshech hagadol, after this great darkness of galus mitzur, of galus purim, Galus Bavel, Yisgadel Prasimadai, V'yayir or Gadol. It's going to lead to a tremendous light. V'nifla b'chol ha'olamos, that's going to be wondrous throughout the world. I dekol dal osios Hashem havaya baruch hu, through the names, the letters of Hashem, im kol ha'bechinos ha'kluim bo, with all the various spheros. So we're going to see a little bit about how sleep is very central to Purim. It says in the pasuk, v'nod l'shnas ha'melech, the sleep, and he was woken up from the sleep. So the melech, whenever it says melech in the Megillah, Gra says it referring to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu was sleeping, Kaviyachol. So right then, he woke up in the middle of the night, and that's when the Geula came out. We know the 70 years, there were 70 years between Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni. So this was during the 70 years. This was the end of the 70-year Galus, which led to eventually Bayis Sheni. That's a reference to Choni Amagel and Gemara and Titus. He slept for 70 years. Rav Weinberger made reference to this the other day. He spoke about this. And Tu B'Shvat, how you slept for 70 years, that the carob tree, the charev tree, that churban led to a tremendous awakening, to a tremendous geula. So this Indian of sleep, of Shena, was very much present during the time here in Purim. We'll see more as we go on. So let's see what he says further. Hine, Bizman Shebnei Yisrael hayu shruim al admasam, when we're living in Eretz Yisrael. V'ya beis ha-migdash banoy al-mechono, and the beis ha-migdash is built in its proper place. V'avodas Hashem beichalo t'midim kisidrum, and everything is going on, the avodah is taking place, the kohanim are doing avodah, the levim are singing. Haya yorid hashpa l'mata b'ofen yasher b'li ikuv apirin. There's this energy, this ruchnis that comes down from Shemayim, without any separation, it's direct. The Rashi tells us that when Binyamin and Yosef were reunited, they cried in each other's necks, because the tzavar, the neck, is the base of Mikdash, where everything channels through to the body. So when the base of Mikdash is in the place, the Ashpa is coming right through the body, just like the air and the food and the blood goes through one's neck. That's exactly what happened to the Makom HaMikdash. V'tkufa alazu, ha'isa nikres, sihara bashlamusa. The time period of the Bayis Rishon, and any time the Beis HaMikdash Bayis Sheni as well, it's called Sihara Bashlamusa. What does Sihara Bashlamusa mean? Sihara is Aramaic for, anyone know? A moon. A moon. And Ashlamusa means Shlemus, when the moon is complete. So we know Esther is compared to a moon. Esther is a Lashon of Istahara, a Lashon of a moon. So the moon is Malchus, and the sun is Tiferes. Tiferes is the male. The male gives his Mashpia. And the female receives, she's a Makabel. So the Shemesh, which is Moshe Benu, it gives, the sun gives a light. Yeshua Ben Nun is the moon, the Malchus. Malchus receives everything. So we know that when the sun's always there, the Tiferes is always strong. But depending where the moon is situated, that's how much it's able to reflect. And the greatest, then when the moon is reflecting the most, when the Malchus is at its greatest place, so then there's a full moon, that's what it means, Sihara Bashlamusa. I think I made reference to this in the past, but if you take a look, we pay attention, we're saying Kish Levana next Matzah Shabbos, right? I think so. Rosh Chodesh is this week, so the Chodesh should be saying next Matzah Shabbos. Pay attention when you read the bracha of Kish Levana. You're going to see the words Malchus and Tiferes appear, because reference Malchus is the moon, it's the Malchus is receiving, Tiferes is the sun, so it's referring to the sun reflecting off of the moon. So that's when the moon is the greatest. When it's Bishlemos, that means when there's the greatest reflection in the Malchus. And that's why also since the moon, which is Malchus, it waxes and wanes, is a connection of a woman's Nida based on moons as well, based on the months. Because in Isha and Malchus are very much connected to the moon. So that's a whole other shtickle in its own right, how Esther, Hamalka, and the moon connect. So read further. So that's when everything went at the height of the Kedusha. Achein, bizman ha-churban, bavonas harabim, the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, nishave pirud bein ha-shnei osios vavhe, the vav and the hay, the zachar and the keva, the male and female, there's a separation, and therefore the teferis, the shemesh, is not reflecting off the moon. The moon is being hidden. V'nasa hester panim v'zeh garma eis tzaral Yaakov. So when the moon is the beginning of the month, when there's a Rosh Chodesh, when the moon is very small, so there's this hester panim at dark, at nighttime, all this darkness, that's what took place during the time of Purim. Ulios kizman Mordechai v'Esther haya besof shivim shana shal galas bavel. Mordechai and Esther were at the end of the 70 years of galas bavel. And kfar hiskariv hazman shal achzaras ha'or ha'gadol, the returning of that great light was coming. Lishchon b'tachtonim, the Bayis Sheni was ready to come back into this world. B'binyan Beis Hamikdash, Hasheni. Lachain, what happened? Hischil az lemala tikun yichud haosios vavhe. So as the 70 years were expiring, so up in Shemayim, the letter vav and the letter hey were coming back together because you need them to connect to each other in order for the vav to give the hey. The Tiferes to give to the Malchus, the Shemesh to give to the moon, that needs to come together in order to bring all this orb into this world. The Nasa, through that, the Vav connecting to the Hay, Nasa Bechinas Shena Kiviyachal. There was a sleep that was taking place, because as we said, right before any great event, any Nase, there needs to be this deep, this darkness, that Shena, that amount of sleep. So right before there was this Shena, there was that sleep that was taking place, which is the Hainu Hastaris Panim both in Gadamot. That's why Megillas Esther is all about Hastaris Panim. We couldn't see a Kaddish Baruch Hu. His name isn't mentioned once in Megillas Esther, not one time. There's a Shaila about the Kedusha of Megillas Esther. Could you touch the cloth of Megillas Esther? Hashem's name isn't mentioned. There's complete Hastaris Panim because it was the end of the Shena. It was the deepest part of the sleep where there's the greatest darkness. Ad Shehaya Nira Kistalkus Hashkachas Hashem Miso Chas Hashem. Whereby it got to the point as if it seemed that Kadosh Baruch Hu wasn't here in this world. That's the level in which it got to. So he talks about here, there's a concept in the Sfarim, the Mekubalim, they talk about, he mentions here, it's called Dormita. Dormita is the darkest part of a gullus, which is referring to the darkest, the deepest sleep a person goes into. It's called Dormita. That's what he refers to here. It's when there's the greatest separation of everything, but that it's a Yerida Tzarech Aliyah. And this Yerida leads to a great Aliyah, to the great light that comes in. That much I can't tell you. I don't know. It was certainly very dark, but we've had many dark times in history. I don't know which is the darkest. But whenever there was a darkness, there was always an or afterwards. We're not explaining why darkness happens. We're not saying the Holocaust happens for different reasons. But whenever there's a darkness, it's always followed by some gula. That's why in the end of times, with Mashiach coming, it's going to be the craziest time, the darkest of times, which we haven't experienced yet. But everything's going to be backwards, as the Gemaras tell us and the Pesukim tell us.
Things are pretty backwards right now.
What?
Things are pretty
backwards. It is pretty backwards, but it is. That's why we're hoping Mashiach's coming very soon. But it's in 5 years, it's going to be even more backwards than it is right now. Just as fast as technology changes and things become obsolete 1 year after it's been created, invented, it's just that as much as technology pushes the envelope to create things you couldn't even fathom, so then the social norm gets pushed just, there's a direct correlation between that. Now, 10 years ago, we lived in a social norm, we had a certain boundaries of things. The moment that all these technology people created different things outside what people think, that means in every area of life you could think outside the normal boundaries. So it's only getting crazier. When the cars become flying, we have flying cars, so who knows what the social norm is going to be like then. Anyway, so hopefully Mashiach will come before all that craziness happens, but it's certainly quite crazy right now. On this topic, I just mentioned this morning about the power of sleep, related to this point how sleep leads to real great gedula and or afterwards. So Reb Chaim Vital writes in Shar Gilgulim, I just saw it this morning, he speaks about the Indian of a person sleeping, and when the neshama goes up to Shemayim, so there's a certain hanah, there's a certain pleasure that neshama experiences. So you ever learn something the next day, and you're like, there's a certain pasuk, there's a certain Indian, a certain gemara that's really speaking to you. So he explains, when you have those experiences, that means that night the neshama was up in Shemayim, in the base medrash Shemala, learning something, and it was taught some idea. And when it came down to the world, even though you don't really know it, but you have a certain feeling for this, you're being drawn towards a certain gemara, a certain halacha, a certain inyum. I've had this experience a couple of times. It's an amazing experience, but try this tonight or whenever you go to sleep. Sometimes Friday night I get this amazing experience. Go to sleep thinking about some kasha, whether it be in the parsha, whether it be in gemara and something. Just go to sleep about bothering by something. You go to sleep thinking about this till you fall asleep with that question bothering you. And you wake up sometimes in the morning with a certain amount of hana that you felt that your neshama was learning this in the morning. And sometimes you'll be zocha to have some answer, some explanation, some clarity. I'm telling you, it's the most amazing feeling you'll ever. Just try it. Try it. But really be sincerely bothered by something. Just think about something and go to sleep with that feeling. And you'll feel some level of this hana. So that's the shayna, that when you go to sleep and when you're somewhat dead, there's a followed by a tremendous light afterwards.
Wait, so they're teaching the Indian, mean they're giving the answer?
I don't know. But the neshama, we know the neshama is taken up to base medrash shamala, and it's learning something, and I don't know, giving answers,
just
giving clarity.
Just want to guarantee
an answer. I'm not sure.
No, I'm not saying guarantee. I'm just saying what are they? You say they're going on learning the subject. In other words.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
I'm not sure.
Give it a shot tonight. Try, Rob. You have a few questions, Rob. So ask questions.
And, right
so think of those questions as you go to sleep. Okay. So reading further now, it says, "Vinoda, it's known, ki haman arasha haya astrologist. He was an astrologist. He knew the different things." And about the stars and the constellations, he's an astrologist gadol. V'yada b'chachmasa mir tashkachas yisbarach haYisrael b'yam ma'im shehu b'vchinas hashena v'agvar sachoshech. Who's well aware that those 70 years were a period of darkness, where Kadosh Baruch Hu was sleeping, if you will, and he was hiding. V'lachein chashu b'libo, he thought in his mind, ki azman muchan la'abed sonayim shel Yisrael. This was his chance. This was his opportunity to destroy Am Yisrael. V'zeh she'amru chachmeinu zal al pasuk yesh am echad she'ton haman l'achashverosh elokeihem yashen, that their God was sleeping, she'ashkacha hamiyuchedes al klal Yisrael hu b'bechina she'na mishim she'or Hashem havaya einu magilahem. So when it says yesh am echad, the Gemara tells us in Megillah that there's an am echad, they're not doing any mitzvahs, the Gemara tells us. They weren't doing any mitzvahs. And Ben Yehoyada actually asks the question, he says, how did Haman know they weren't doing mitzvahs? He went to every single person's home, he knew. So he said, no, because the mitzvahs that we're going to keep Am Yisrael together is what he's writing here, is the Beis HaMikdash, the Avod in the Beis HaMikdash. And they had no Beis HaMikdash. They were doing other mitzvahs, tzedakah and whatnot, but the Karbanos, that's the Iker, those are the Iker mitzvahs, and since they had no Beis HaMikdash, they weren't really doing mitzvahs. So what happens later on, the Gemara tells us, he finds Mordechai. He was learning about Karbanos. He was learning about Kemitza. He was. And the Gemara tells in the end of Maseches Menachos that Kola Omer Chatas Kilu Hikrev Chatas. If you say the words, if you learn the sugyas of Kachim, it's as if you're bringing the actual Karbanos. So he was unaware of this concept, Haman. They weren't bringing Karbanos, but if you learn them, it's Kilu Hikrev. So this Kemitza, the end of Kemitza, if you go just a little bit connected to this idea for a moment, Kemitza comes from the Menachos. Menachos is Lashon Menucha. Menucha, rest, Shena, right? That's a mincha, to sleep. Menucha is a nefesh. A Kemitza, the Pardes Rimonim writes that Kemitza, the Kamatz, Kamatz is to close. Close, like a Shena also. So it's closed off, to be shut. But the way the Kemitza is done by the Kohen is you do a Kemitza like that, the three middle fingers. Even though the three fingers are closed, the pinky and the thumb are actually sticking out. There's a certain awakening that's there as well. So he did a Kemitza, which is closed, but he did it in such a way where there was some level of awakening, where even during this period of Shena, there was actually a certain amount of awareness. So in fact, the Ben Yoyada writes, when he did Kemitza, the five fingers for Kemitza, the different roles. So the Gemara tells us, actually, it's a Gemara in Shabbos, beautiful Pnei Yeshua there in that Gemara in Shabbos, but there are five Elohim, there are five Mine Gvura, five types of Dinim. Elohim is Din, Elohim is Gvura, the five types, the Gemara tells us. So he says the five types are connected, the five fingers are connected to the Dinim. He was trying to uproot the Dinim. That's what Mordechai was trying to accomplish. So the Gematria of Shena, which is 365, minus the Gematria Elohim, which is 86, he left with Mordechai plus his five letters. So Mordechai was able to, when he removed the din from Shena, he left with Mordechai. That's what he accomplished, and he brought the Geula. So that's the inin here of the Shena that existed, that trying to remove the din from Shena and bring the Geula out. To read a little bit further now, oh, by the way, this also connects to the Ramah in terms of Purim, Machlok is about getting drunk, right? We have to get drunk in Purim, Adil Yada. So what is the Ramah, right? That you should drink a little bit and go to sleep. So that's a nice pshara he has. But in Pnimius, the inin is because the sleep was actually what led to the Geula. So that's why you should take a little nap, because then you wake up and then you're really experiencing that Shena and then the Geula that followed in the times of Purim. So a little further now. Lachain nisiyatu haman v'achashverosh. Since this was a time period of Shena, of sleep, they thought this was the chance to destroy them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sleeping. So this was the chance. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can't get rid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if Am Yisrael is not being protected, if you wipe them out and the HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes back down to awaken them, well, they're no longer here to accept the order from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this was a chance, just get rid of all the little the Jews and then everything will be fine. V'ayidei kein lo yivna beis hamikdash, and this way the beis hamikdash will never be rebuilt. V'zeh ha'isa hatzara hagdola bizman hahu. That was a terrible thing that we were experiencing at that moment. So what happened? How did HaKadosh Baruch Hu stop us? He was sleeping, if it could be Yahu. And Haman and Achshverosh had this great plan. So what did Kadosh Baruch Hu do? So he explains, Ma'asa Kadosh Baruch Hu ha'avar achman, birtzoso lahatzil, he wanted to save us. How much longer do we have, by the way? I don't want to rush through this. This is a powerful Indian. I think we can make it through. I don't want to keep you guys too long here. We'll be fine. So what did Kadosh Baruch Hu do? Birtzoso lahatzil es Yisrael afilu b'matzav kazu. He wanted to save us even in this dire situation. Pasach ginzei otzrosov kiviyachol, he opened up his hidden stash. The horid lamati levnei Yisrael or gadov anifla shel sfiras chachma mikora. He opened up the sphere of chachma. Shelo kederach yiridas hashefa, shetzarach leirid haderach hadalad osios Hashem avaya. We start off by saying normally, for the shefa to come down, you have to follow the process. Yud to the hay, to the vav, to the hay, bina to the chachma. But the Kadosh Baruch Hu realized there's no time for this. We couldn't go through the normal process. He had to open up Chachma, which is the hay, and go directly down to bring the Gula. So he says now, the Ata Yarda Ha'aretz Oz Yud Levad. Sorry, Chachma is Yud. I apologize. Yud, the Yud alone. The Heira Yashal Vnei Yisrael went straight down from Yud, a beam down to Malchus to protect Klal Yisrael. Beli Shum Levush, without any protection, without anything in between. It was a direct energy, a direct Ruchnius from the Yud. This is all to save Am Yisrael. The Ha'ara Halazah Nikra B'Shem Yisod Abba Perish Hashba Haba Misfiras Chachma HaNikra Abba. Normally, all the redemption comes from Teferis, which is like a young boy. We viewed as a young boy, but this came from Abba, from the Tati, came direct from not Kadosh Baruch Hu. Of course, it all comes from Kadosh Baruch Hu, but the image we're supposed to imagine is, you know, in a big business, there's a whole structure. There's a CEO, and then there's the CFO, and then there's the managers, directors, and the associates. So the first-year associates don't deal with the partners. They don't have time to deal. But sometimes if there's something's immediate, the partner's going to go direct to the associate. I need you to take care of this. So there's a Kadosh Baruch Hu, so there's no time to speak to the director, to speak to the senior manager, to speak to the associate. Yisod Da'aba, the CEO, the partner, came right down. The Chachma came right down and took care of business here. He explains a very nice mashal here in Osiyud. I'm not going to go through it just because of time, but a very nice mashal explaining this idea of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu just came as like the hero, like Superman came and just ripped out his shirt, ripped his shirt off, said, I'm here to save the day. So that's what this concept of Yisod Abba came. That was a special idea of a Purim. So he explains, who was this Yisod Abba? Who was this? None other than Mordechai. Shorash Nishmas Mordechai Hatzadik Hayesa Min Ha'ara Hahi. He was that light. He was that Os Yud that came directly from Chachma. And we know, of course, Mordechai was of the Sanhedrin, so he was a person of Chachma. Lazen Nikra Ish Yehudi Ki Shor Shomeos Yud Shal Hashem Avaya. Yehudi is lashon of Yud. He was a Yid. He was a Yud, a Ish Yehudi. Even though he came from Binyamin, the Gemara talks about was he Yehuda, was he Binyamin? He was from Binyamin, but Ish Yehudi, he was a Yud. He was that Chachma who came directly down to save the day. Hameir Bisfiras Chachma. Lachain, and therefore, Al Yado Haizat Chuas Yisrael Bizman Hahu. There was this whole redemption. Ki Aidea Vodasa Vataraso Garam Shinasa Merkava Laha'ur Gadol Hazeh Varida Levneso. Through this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to send that light, the Yesod of Abba, down to through Mordechai to come save the day. Now, there's more to say about Yesod the Abba, but that's just, I think, enough for understanding right now. So then he writes further, let's finish the piece off. When you saw that Mordechai was the conduit for the Yeshua, he wanted to consult with his wife, with the 365 advisors, which happens to be the same gematria as Shena, that same concept, had they been successful, they would have wiped out all of Am Yisrael. Kibli Amirkava, without that conduit, without Mordechai, Ein Shem Ofen Sheterit Ha'or HaGadol L'Olam Hazeh. You needed Mordechai to be that conduit. Without Mordechai, even though Am Yisrael could have been alive, without that tzaddik, everything would have been destroyed. Ach Hashem Yisbarach B'rachamav Hitzil Es Mordechai V'Esther. He saved the two of them. V'Adirabah Ayadam Nosho Kol Yisrael Min HaTzara HaGadol HaHoi. He saved everyone from this terrible, terrible tzara. V'od Hifli Hashem La'asos La'amo. He wanted this to last forever, eternally. So it had to come. It was necessary for it to come because of the terrible darkness and hiddenness. Never again did we ever experience such a great save. We never needed as much of a gila as we did by Purim. So according to this, to answer Sam's question, there was never a darker period than the times of Purim. Im kolzeh, Hashem yizbarach birachama v'ratza she'olso hara lo tispata li'olam. Even though we don't need that magnitude of the or, he didn't want that or to be entirely wiped out. Lachein b'chol shana v'shana, each and every year, b'mei Purim, chozer miskala ha'hara agadola v'anifla hazu b'eis shebnei Yisrael. Koronis and Megillah B'Purim. We re-experience that tremendous light, that magnitude of light, every single year on Purim Day. The rest of the year, not so much, but on Purim, we actually do experience it. Below O, not only that, Ela Shahara, Eina Mesalekes Tekef, Rak Nisheres Al Kolayom. The moment you read Megillah, it's not only during Kriyas Megillah, but after you read the Megillah, that lasts for us the entire day of Purim, that amount of or that exists. And Lachain, Yesh lechavin beish shomea birchas al mikra megillah. You should have in mind the following: Perish. Shetzivanu Hashem yizbarach baruchu lahotzi osa ha'ara agdola l'chutz. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to take out that light from the megillah outside to us. V'zeh al mikra megillah. What does mikra mean? Shemalashon lemakri he'eda lemases ha'machanos. When you called out, when they blew the trumpets that we are traveling the midbar, time for the next machane. Makri means to call out, to send out this message, al ze yane hakal amein bekavana gadola. So during Mikra Megillah, it's an idea of sending out this or to all those listening, and we say amein, that we're trying to receive that powerful, that strong or of the day of Purim of the Kriyas Megillah. V'zeo hatam shenikra sefer azos b'shem Megillah. Why is it called a Megillah? Lashon giloy, because it's exposing the light. It's a revelation of that light again. Mishum shebe'es kriyasa, when you read the Megillah, misgalim lechutz ha'oros ha'noros halalu. It's letting out all these crazy amounts of light. B'lishum seder v'gvul l'chol ha'poshet yad. It's not the normal mechanism of going down to Chachma being a... No, it's a direct connection from the Chachma. You could tap into this world. That's why it's also, the Arizal says, kol ha'poshet yad. You have to give any ani who puts out his hand, because it's a time of pshitas. Everything's just wide open. There's no rules anymore. There's no boundaries. Anyone who wants the money, you just give them. Everything's wide open. You send gifts. You send matalos avyonim. Everyone, because everything's wide open. And that's also why he says that Tam Shetzrichen Lifshot as a Megillah. You have to open up the Megillah like a letter. Why Kigeris? It's not rolled up. It should be wide open and folded. Bekriyasa Latam Pirsim Anes to publicize the Nes, but also Lahoros to show us Al Ha'aras Ha'or Gadol that this light is so apparent, it's so accessible in Purim. It's a Sviras HaChachma HaMizgales UMizpashetes L'chutz B'li Shum Seder Gvul. And for that reason, that's why in Purim we have this idea of the Shena sleeping, which eventually led to the Megillah, to being Megala, to the Poshe Yad, to the, all the available light in Chachma that exists on Purim. Okay.